So, Loretta, it's, what is it? What are the, what's the date? Is it 6? No, 7.
August?
Oh, I just lost on my days, I couldn't...
Okay, well, it's 2:00 in the morning, okay.
After August 1st.
Yeah. Alright, so, talking about, okay, bringing down our usage costs and whatnot so we can make our monthly budget, and we're looking at, okay, cutting down on lighting and cutting down on just energy consumption. I'm thinking maybe another thing is running appliances at off-peak hours.
Yes.
So, say if we have to heat up the hot tub, the best time to do it would be in the middle of the night and then just to, you know, let it cool off through the day, but maybe keep it heated with... I want to heat the pool actually with a piping system, but I gotta get plan. I gotta get schematics and figuring out how to build it. And I got Neil, and Aller is pretty handy. And I mean, hell, even Pat for some strong arming and shit, you know.
Yeah.
Get like a heating unit on the roof for a heated pool, because I know that's one comment I get a lot. Pools very cold.
Yeah.
So if I can raise that by 10 degrees, hell yeah.
Mhm.
So I mean, usually it's around like 78 is a good temperature, but it's more maybe.
But it's the temperature outside too.
Yeah.
No.
But with solar though, it's always.
Mhm.
And that's why if I can, I've got black PVC piping, and I can, I don't know, black paint or something, painted on the, on the roof. We could get this, I should have thought of building that for next weekend. That's a bit short notice, though, but.
The other thing that you should do.
Nice. Hey, Al, take it easy. Good night.
Is not only just, shutting the lights off, but when they should go off.
Yeah. Well, you know what? What we should start doing is any of our activities, really, should end by sunset. Except the campfire.
Because
the campfire, I already shut this whole place off, and I just have those at the end there open.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know, generally I'll have no... Like, if there's the campfire, there's nothing else happening. I had that one couple do the euchre game.
Yeah.
And one thing is they wanted to go play during the campfire, but I provided them a lamp.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, you know, I guess that would be, if I had a light down here that would be very focused, that could only be put on when, like, sort of like that one, but bright, like a cluster of LEDs above here.
Mm-hmm.
Like a fixture right there.
But what kind of event ending at sunset?
Like, well, the only events we carry on through after that would be movie watching. We'd only need to power TV, though. In the loft. Music, concerts. Sometimes run late. We still cut them off at 11, but usually... And, I mean, there's nothing to say that we can't maybe not have it run, you know, run maybe an hour into darkness, and then... Because, I mean, then we can just have, like, the one main band, and then everyone else during the day uses just the natural lighting. My Earth Day concert was like that, so... Just give you one set, and that's probably we're gonna have to figure out who's coming down for this coming weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got that Facebook event page.
Yeah.
So I'll have to send you the coordinates. That's where my laptop would have come in handy. I could actually do this with you. Maybe, you know what? I think.
But it's kind of late, and I'm really, really picky on my work, so I'd really prefer. Do it like first thing tomorrow.
Oh, no, but what I would have done is I would invite you to the events that I've created, have you read everything.
Oh.
So I can hook you up with the inside scoop on the info.
Uh-huh.
I don't want you to have to worry about connecting or writing or anything, spell checking, that kind of stuff.
I would anyway, it's weird.
Yeah. Though, you know what? I was always wondering. I have to get my artist side going, like getting some songs recorded. And I've already got a fan page on Facebook. It's empty, though.
Okay.
But I was just wondering if you'd want to be an admin for that and run it for me.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Well, basically, right now, I don't want to put anything up there. I just kind of want to keep it on the hush-hush until I really start recording stuff.
Yeah.
And,
Well, you have enough going right now anyway, because the one thing that I need to bring up is really need to start promoting the massage too, because I can't stay for free, so.
Well, let's see, I would say a big thing with that would be, again, you have been getting so familiarized with everything here,
mm-hmm.
that it's really up to you. As soon as you want to start going and giving it, you have the green light for me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess the one thing is we can use that massage table for now, but I am working on getting
Right.
another one.
Well, it would definitely need to be reinforced, because your mom thinks it's going to be able to hold her on, but...
I've got another... I've got a platform. If we had a flashlight,
mm-hmm.
I could show you. It's down, and I just need, if I put a sheet of plywood, you would be able to kind of kneel.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to see it? Or is it too late to do? Maybe we'll do a note of showing you tomorrow.
Okay.
We could see it tonight. It would be kind of cool. But. Yeah?
It would be
kind of
cool.
Okay, let's, so we have to go get a flashlight. You want me to I got this thing. My word is... Oh, look at this rain. This misty rain. Watch your step there. Yeah, it's all getting the wood out of the side of the circumstance. The utmost sense. And
mm-hmm.
I mean, you already pretty much got the package when you
mm-hmm.
showed it to me. So what I want to do is go over everything, and
okay.
I think it's just a matter of, okay, your shadows. Let me just check up ahead here. There's a bunch of stuff that wants. How's that working out for you? Want me to light it? It is light. Here it is. So, pretend that you had someone lying in here. Would this work? Okay. If I lie down on this. Let me know. Wait. Board I can lie on.
Yeah, back
no,
up.
No, it's cool. Fine. Cool. No, I can do it this way. But it would be a board, though, so, but yeah.
No, I understand that, but yeah, this...
You actually make it.
But with this height, the height of these.
Yeah.
Not...
Yeah, no problem. I can definitely reinforce it, too, so.
Because, that would... Because I could... get in there.
Now, this isn't the most portable thing, but could be set up in a main area...
Yep. For now, yes.
And then maybe Matt's professional one could be used at the house, the room in the front.
Your mom says that she's got 3 panels for making cubicles. That I could use those. So, this would definitely be perfect.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Now, where can we... This is obviously not the smallest table. So, but you know, so it would take up a good chunk. I hear you. Let's move out of this place.
Okay.
But at least we found a gem in it.
Yes.
Very happy, because I was always wondering how it would work. As a, so now, where I think would be a good area, have you still thought of the loft?
Oh, yes.
The only thing is it would be parked in the loft. During day massages would all be hot. I don't know if that's a better thing. Or not.
Yeah,
because I can park that table up in the loft. You and my mom can help design the cushion.
Yeah.
This area would be the other place it might go. But the only thing about that is that this is a throughway, so. Or I move the barbecue, which I don't know. Because if I move the barbecue, then I could have a roof.
You don't want to go that far because we're going in the house, right?
For winter. Or, because I think some people might want it. That table won't be going in the house, though.
No. No, I meant eventually.
Well, that's it. By then, we'll have a professional table.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm thinking, up until then, that's still a few months away.
Mm-hmm.
That, if I do a piece of plywood thing, I can't, you know, it would be in one place. I wouldn't see that as being a portable thing. So
no,
I
definitely.
Probably could get into the loft.
Yeah.
But then, you know, then it would be.
But I'm staying here, right?
Jambalaya again.
Pardon?
Three jambalaya again.
That's the freezing.
Oh. Okay. So sorry, you were what?
I'm staying here, right, so I can switch my hours, and because it's in the law, instead of taking 12 to 1, you can take 2, or even 1 to 3, and give it a little bit of time to cool down, and then continue again.
Okay.
Because...
Actually, you know what? It's pretty much good up to 1 o'clock. It's not too hot.
That's what I mean. You know, and then 1 to 3 with the afternoon sun, 3 o'clock is starting to cool down again.
That's when we do a yoga session.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yep.
Makes sense. Massages could be, morning to 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And then 1 to 2... you know, we'll have lunch, a break for us, and then 2 to 4 is a hot yoga session in the loft.
Mm-hmm.
So 1 hour could be of the yoga with the stretching,
mm-hmm.
and then the other hour could be meditation, or it could be, we split it up different ways,
mm-hmm.
depending. If people want to do more yoga, we could, you know, hearts can start one or the other earlier.
Okay.
So if meditation's a thing, well, they can even spend 2 hours meditating. Wait, do you think that works? Or do you think there should be a shared experience? Or have a middle ground.
Well, see, the thing of it is too long of a yoga or too long of a meditation, and then you're losing the emphasis on what you're actually trying to do. So
how long a meditation? Half an hour?
Mm-hmm. Half hour, 45 minutes, if that's all we're doing. If it's with yoga.
Maybe 20 minutes?
If it's with yoga, I would say 15 minutes, 45 minute yoga and 15 minute meditation as a relaxing.
Because you could make yoga very relaxed, too, like a meditation, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. You know, and, but you can you're doing the hot yoga, right?
So that would be.
You want to be doing the moving and things like that. But enough people might come where the yoga from 3 to 4 could be partners yoga, hot partners yoga. So that you're doing the naked yoga, but with your partner, like I used to do. And a lot of partners like that. They get right into it. And they've got the heat in that. And by the time all that's done, it's starting to cool down up there. And you can start massages again after supper. You know, if there's one or two, it's not like I'm going to be booming for 12 hours a day.
Booming.
It's not like I'm going to be busy for 12 hours a day right away.
Well, it's kind of like what we're doing now, you know, you come along for tours. And I see definitely as, there's a ton of activities that at some point it'll be like those Euchre games and
mm-hmm.
stuff like that, where I'm not as much of a card game,
mm-hmm.
having someone who would like that.
And I am, and Euchre
yeah.
is my favorite. And,
okay.
You know, yeah.
Because getting some of those kind of weekly things, because Ken and Heather are big fans
mm-hmm.
of, you know, card games and games. That's why we're at the Game Center now, and then it's just to find, you know, okay,
mm-hmm.
chess player. Steve's here, by the way. I don't know if you remember my friend Steve Dewar.
No.
You gotta talk with him. So tomorrow morning we gotta be fairly up fairly early.
Yes.
Yeah, the other thing too, by next weekend I have to stain and paint the boat and the pier at the lake and the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
I've got the stain, but I have to do it.
Yes, talking about that.
Wonder if I should have done it while it was dry.
Well, I would really... I'd really like to get out to Lover's Island and out to Paint Squirrels and whatever. I'll kind of give it all.
Yeah, go over there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because right now would be a really good time, because if I come back at the end of September and do it, it's not going to grow much before the snow hits. So then in the spring, I'd be ready for just a small trimming again and sustain it.
Yeah.
Get it looking all nice and proper down there again.
Yeah, actually, it's
more spaces for people to use, right? Like, how?
Yeah.
What's the sense of going to Lover's Island if it can't be regular?
Yeah, there's only that, yeah, that path. I mean, that open space could definitely be, I don't know if there could be padding or something, or maybe just put all a bunch of hay in that, but then mice might live in there, so.
I was just going to say, the mice would live in there, but you don't even have to. You're not trying to change, and you don't want to change nature. So leaving it natural, you're just maintaining it, you're keeping it trimmed, so that people can see the little details that have gone in.
Do you think having at the lake in certain areas, I don't know how efficient those machines, but the push mower?
Yes.
But they're not powered, but...
The blades, yes.
Yeah.
Although they're expensive still.
We've
yes.
got a few of those.
Yes, they would be awesome, because they could be kept in one of those little cabins you got
yeah.
for storage there. They could be kept in there. You know, out on a tour one day, I'll go with you halfway and then, you know, do some trimming or something with it. And less footprints, too.
Yeah, actually, it would be nice to do tours where it's just inviting everyone to go clean up the place. And
that would be so nice.
I know for my...
would, but
right?
I said that would be so nice if people would, if we could do that.
Well, we start with just you and me and see who else would be into that. Now, if tomorrow you want to go to the lake and we clean up Lover's Island, I've got a trailer, I've got stuff, so we can put a bunch of mowers and tractor on that trailer.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
And we could do stuff.
Yeah, that would be awesome, because the more you get back down there and
clean up the paddle boats, it's nothing left.
Yeah.
So here, I'll give you all the little tasks. So, mowing Lover's Island for sure. Got some branch cutters, but I'm not sure where else. We'll have to bring what I need in that tool shed over there. So those push mowers, those blade mowers.
Mm-hmm.
We'll bring whatever we got here and we'll put it in that shed over there.
Okay.
So we won't need it here.
Mm-hmm.
Here, I'll keep the gas mowers just to keep a cleaner cut.
Yeah.
But out in the lake, if I can, it's maintaining a bigger area though, that's the thing.
Well, the thing of it is, you have all the necessities that you need.
Got a tractor.
Exactly. You got a tractor, so that clears out a great big space. Save somebody having to go and do it by hand. You have riding tractor, another big space.
What?
You have the riding tractor as well, right? The riding lawnmower.
Oh, that green machine?
It's
the big one that you can pull a trailer with it? Oh, riding.
No, the one, the riding lawnmower, the one that Tesla was blue. I think it's blue. I don't know.
We've got a blue tractor. Okay. That drags a bush hog. That's a big cutter.
Yeah.
And then we've got our little tractor mowers.
Yeah.
Which are, you know, the old, you know, normal suburban
the
lawn tractors.
Riding lawnmowers. Yeah.
And we've got a custom built more that's green, so that's the green machine.
Yeah,
that's the one usually if you'll see I might be pulling a trailer behind you with stuff on it, and that tomorrow's what we'll use load up the trailer with.
Okay.
Load up the green machine
and you have those, so when you know you could be doing the big sections of Peace Camp and Peter's point while I'm doing the small section with the hand mower of Lover's Island, and when you're done Peace Camp moving, I can go in with the trimmer or the, you know, or push mower, whatever's needed to bring it down and land it in.
Okay, I know for this summer we might have to use the gas one tomorrow. We'll still bring in the blades though, and then we can make, once it's short, then we just maintain it with the blades.
Yeah.
You can do it once a week, should be enough, or maybe once every 2 days or something.
Well, it's been so dry, you know, you go by weather, right?
Yeah.
Figure out. Just have to make a point of getting down there once or twice a week to check to see how things are.
Do you think we need a gate over there for cars? Do you know that we have that road access out there?
I did, I just don't know where it is. Your mom showed me that you want to drive, and I was thinking, yeah, right, at least.
We should have a gate, eh?
I think, well, yes and no. Like, yeah, a gate would be good just for liability purposes, but it's not going to keep anybody out. It's not maintained over there. There's nobody living in that section, so it's really not, you can't really stop anybody from coming and going there. Like,
so having someone live there would be the next step, or have
probably,
staff
but depending on
staff that would mean that.
Well, it's depending on what you're going to do with the area. Like, there's so many possibilities.
Yeah, well, that's it. I would, if heck, even if you wanted that trailer or something, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, if you live there, you know, I'm sure it would be comfortable, at least for the next few, you know, at least the next month, anyway.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, who else? I mean, Pat's never had to. Hell, I would even live out there. Actually. I've got a solar panel, I've got some batteries, I've laptop with my dad. Maybe if I can wire stuff, I got lighting. If I can power my laptop, just all I needed would be Wi-Fi out there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that would fly.
Possibly with a booster, I'm not sure.
Would you want to take a walk to the lake at night and see the trailer?
Sure, if you got lighting.
Yeah, well, we got flashlights and you got your lantern.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Okay.
So I'm gonna pause the voice notes.